Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the big...
Yeah, they didn't make a lot of adjustments. One thing they did, they brought a backer down in the box. Every time a tight end motion, they would give us a stretch look. Better than that, no. What's really awesome about our wide receivers is, Emmanuel Sanders is a 10-year vet that didn't have a single catch in the NFC Championship game, and I haven't had seen a guy have more fun out there than him. And when you got guys like that on your team that are vets, that are wide receivers, that are blocking, it makes everyone else want to block. So you got now our rookies are blocking. You got Debo blocking.
Oh, my gosh, Oh, my God.
Did you guys see that? That was crazy. It was Richard Sherman, everybody.
Wow. Uncle Sherm.
That's George Kittle at Super Bowl opening night. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Saying, no, didn't really feel like the Packers made many adjustments at all. No, really couldn't tell you. No, it was all good. That's just how you run for 280 yards against a team in the NFC title game. Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, Ross Tucker. You can catch him on Home and Home on the Radio.com app or search at Radio.com/home. Also the host of the Even Money podcast, where this dude is just raking dollars in left and right all year long. He is our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, Ross Tucker, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Ross, how's Miami treating you? I know the food is sparse, to say the least.
Yeah, the food was not good. so bad, in fact, I left last night.
That's really bad.
I couldn't take it. Now, in all sincerity, I was only planning on going there for two nights. I had a gig opening night for DAZN, and I did like 42 radio hits the last 2 days. And then I realized the rest of the week, unless your name is Joe Montana or Jerry Rice, the radio stations don't want you anymore anyway. So I got out of there. In fact, yesterday at one point, it was one of our radio.com stations was like, hey, Ross, we had a scheduling conflict at 5. Can you do 5:20 instead? I was like, yeah, no problem. I looked over at their spot. It was Kansas City, I think. I looked over at their spot at 5. Barry Sanders was sitting there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Scheduling conflict with Barry Sanders said he could do 5. I'm not mad at him. I kind of get it.
You're a Princeton guy. You get
this.
It.
I leave last night. I knew I was going down there for 2 days to pump up MyFrontPageStory.com. It's the best Valentine's Day gift ever. So I went down there, million radio hits, flying back last night. Midway through the flight, is there a doctor on the plane?
Uh-oh.
Like two doctors go to the front of the plane. Next thing they say, we have a medical emergency.
Uh-oh.
We are diverting to Charlotte.
Oh.
And evidently, it was a flight attendant. And somebody said supposedly she had a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
That's not good.
Crazy, right? Crazy. So,
was it because she couldn't realize?
The plane was.
Was it because she couldn't
about her?
She couldn't realize. She didn't believe that Ross Tucker was on her flight and like almost died because of it.
Had to grab her.
Well, I think she's okay, which is the most important thing. And obviously, they did the right thing. But, first of all, when they say, is there a doctor on the plane? You're like, okay. And then they say we're diverting the plane, okay. And I was surprised it was a flight attendant, but hopefully she's okay. It's one of those things where they don't like give you updates, so
no.
I have no idea. I hope that flight attendant in Charlotte, if she's listening, is okay.
Well, and Ross, it's one of my favorite things during airport travel. Conflicts always bring out the worst in people. And when I was flying one time internationally, they came on the loudspeaker, maybe 30 minutes delayed on the tarmac, and they go, we're going to actually deboard the plane. The aircraft is having a lot of trouble holding fuel. And everybody gets so angry, and I just walked off the plane casually, like, I'm glad they told us now instead of 45 minutes later that there was no gas in the plane.
Exactly. And I'm a control freak. I like having control. I've learned with as much as I travel, like, you got nothing, bro. I will say this, though. How about this move? Little life hack for your listeners, okay? Providing value in addition to the free bacon cheeseburger you get when the junior bacon cheeseburger, when the Bucks win, or hanging out with Schmidt at that brewery, which sounded awesome too. I don't know, every time you guys bring me on, it's like beer, burger. I don't know what you guys are trying to do to me. I'm about to have a salad in 20 minutes. But anyway, I digress. Here's the life hack for you guys.
Salad.
We land and they say, everybody remain seated. And I thought, okay, diverted. We'll just land, get the person off the plane, and then we'll go back up. Nope. I had it ready to book the flight the next morning at 7:30. They come over and say, yeah, the flight is delayed until noon tomorrow. Oh. It's 11 o'clock at night. The flight's delayed till noon tomorrow. We'll get you a free hotel room. I hit bam and bought the ticket on the 7:30 flight immediately. So you always have to be prepared, listeners in Milwaukee.
That is just, that's a Princeton guy for you right there. Ross Tucker, Radio.com.
No, man, it's Charlotte. I'm not trying to race back here to deal with snow and cold weather. I'll stay as long as they'll have me. I'm not in a race to get back here, man. You got to be kidding me. I'm not trying to get up early on top of it to get back here. That's definitely not happening. Sorry, guys. I won't be back until like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just how it is. What do you want me to do?
That's going to be a personal day. Sorry, guys. No vacation.
I didn't know it was going to happen. Hey, all right. So let's talk a little bit about this Super Bowl we got coming up. Obviously, with the Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. You know, I understand everybody's hot to trot for the Kansas City Chiefs in this game, and I get it. And I would love to see Andy Reid win a Super Bowl just like everybody else. But for me, man, there's just something about this Niners team, man. The fact that they can run the ball and essentially keep Kansas City's offense on the sidelines and with the scheme that Shanahan runs and how well he's able to scheme up against opposing defenses and so forth. And I don't think Kansas City Chiefs defense is necessarily anything to write home about at this point either. I think the Niners can give the Chiefs a run and maybe win this thing.
I think it's going to be an awesome game. I think it's going to be an epic Super Bowl. Baby Tausch mentioned the Even Money podcast, which is available on the radio.com app. I still like the over. I mean, I think it's like 38-35, 35-31, because I think the Niners run game is unstoppable right now. Like, you guys know, I was on the sideline for the Packers NFC Championship game. I can't unsee that, bro. Like, every run, it was like, oh, he's going to the house. Oh, no, Savage just tripped him up. Oh, there he goes. Oh, no, Jair was able to get. I mean, dude, every run looked like it was going to be a house call. And the Chiefs, their run defense isn't good. I mean, Derrick Henry had over 30 carries three games in a row. He looked like he was carrying a piano on his back at that point. The Niners don't roll like that. I mean, the Niners, not only do they have the best tight end and fullback in the NFL, they have by far the best tight end and fullback in the NFL. By far. So they get on the edge like nobody's business. It's crazy. I don't know. Baby Tausch, did you play in college?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you watch, it's crazy because, like, when we played, right, like at least when I played, tight ends used to, like, have down blocks, like Mark Chimura, right, on a defensive end all the time. Nobody even runs behind tight ends anymore. Nobody wants their tight end at the point of attack. So these DNs aren't even used to, like, getting a down block when they're a six technique, which is the inside shoulder of the tight end for your listeners. They're not used to it. And then, like, the boss plays, which is back on strong safety with Juszczyk, these safeties, they don't know how to take on a lead fullback. They've never seen that in their life. And by the way, Juszczyk's a total badass. So he comes at them and they're like, I don't know what to do. And he just grabs them and kills them. And what's really crazy, not only do tight ends not usually like to block, and you played that clip coming back. Kittle loves to block.
Loves it.
Like, Kittle comes up after he pancakes Goodson, and he's like, strike, you know, like, bowling the pins. Like, I mean, he talked to receivers. Their whole team, like, loves to block. I love the Niners. I think they win the game. I think it's 38-35. I think Mahomes is just so good that the Chiefs are able to score. They're so fast. And even if the Niners get up, I think Mahomes keeps them in it, kind of like Rodgers almost did in the second half, the NFC Championship game. But I like the Niners. I mean, over time, guys, think about how many times it's been the elite quarterback against a team that's really good up front, both sides of the ball. The team that's really good up front, they beat the elite quarterback.
Like, for sure.
The team that's got a bunch of dudes in the trenches, they win these games.
Yep. I agree.
One of my favorite parts of watching and talking with our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman here on The Fan. Ross, is just the bully ball that they play with, and it's part of the reason why Kyle Shanahan has just taken this league by storm because he's doing something that teams don't do, and you just alluded to it. They run the football, and they can run at you in every formation that they used to do in a multitude of decades ago. They're a throwback team in a very, very modern-day fight against a track meet-style offense in the Chiefs.
Correct. And listen, think about the Ravens, too. I mean, everybody, it's a passing league, passing league. I got news for you, bro. The teams that can really run the rock are two of the three best teams in the NFL. And I got more news for you. You know what I love about Kyle Shanahan? He'll just keep running it. He doesn't need to dial up his fancy play action passes so you can say, oh, he's so creative. Oh, look at what he drew. Dude, he'll call outside zone 10 times in a row.
Yes.
That's what's working. He doesn't care. There's no way your boy Mike McCarthy would have ever done that. There's no way Andy Reid wouldn't even do that. They just can't. They can't help themselves. They love their pass plays. They love what they drew up, and I'm not mad at them for it. I'm just saying, Kyle Shanahan, the beauty is in this simplicity, and the beauty is in that he doesn't give a you-know-what. He'll just keep running it right down your throat, which is so fun for me as a former offensive lineman.
100%.
And so demoralizing for the defense. Like, that's the worst feeling in the sport of football, in any sport, when the other team is just running the ball down your throat and you're powerless to stop it. That's like sitting on your younger brother and not letting him get up because you're just bigger and fatter and he can't get up. Like that's what running the ball down their throat's like.
Hey, we're going to do a topic after we get off the phone with you. I'm going to ask you the question we're going to ask everybody listening. The question is this. Which leads to a second-year jump for this Packers offense? More weapons or Rodgers buying in?
Game. He's having fun playing football again. You know, they have a good defense. Didn't play well against the Niners. They have more of a running game. I think it's weapons. I think it's another receiver and or a tight end. It'd be nice if they had both, but they really just need one legit dude. Like, one legit tight end or one legit receiver, and that would open up so many other things. It's easy for us to sit here and say, they need a stud tight end, stud receiver. It's kind of hard to get both of those. But I hope they take a swing at one of them in free agency and one or two in the draft and at least get better production than they had. Because it felt like it was, at times, Davante Adams against the entire
yes.
secondary.
And that's the one jump start they have. I also think they need another running back in or another weapon out of the backfield in a running back spot because, I mean, you know this as much as anyone, Ross. That position is one that has not changed the physicality and the toll that it takes on your body running the football in the NFL. Look at San Francisco being able to run three different guys out there, and Kansas City's going to probably do the same thing at that position. It is going to be a great game, man. We just can't wait. Appreciate the time, dude. We'll talk next week. Know you got to run, and also welcome back home as that travel sounded very, very painful, to say the least.
It's okay. Hey, it was a lot more painful for the flight attendant. I'm fine. We've had a bunch of things recently in life that put things in perspective that nobody should complain about any of the small stuff we complain about. No problem at all. Love talking with you guys. We'll talk next week.
All right, Ross. Appreciate it. That's Ross Tucker, our radio.com sports NFL insider. He's brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans, as all our radio.com sports insiders are. Ross, you can catch him each and every weekday on Home and Home. New series out on the radio.com app, radio.com/home. Or you can also search the Even Money podcast and make yourself some money, because gambling on the Super Bowl is just too much fun. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. You don't need Sunday ticket for the Super Bowl, but what you do need for the back half of the year in the NBA, Sparky, might be had with DirecTV.
Yeah, I think so as well. And, you know, I'm getting a little bit concerned because I was reading earlier today about the new CBA for the NFL and before Roger Goodell talked today and his, you know, NFL state of the league address or whatever that he does. And they're talking about the fact that they're all in a hurry, or at least the NFL is thought to be in a hurry, because they want to make sure they get this done in order to get their TV deals done.
Oh, yeah, of
and
course.
And they're projecting huge increases
right.
in how much money they're going
to
get.
So I bet they're just in a real frantic pace to make sure that they lock in the players without all those guaranteed contracts again.
Well, part of this apparently is
genius.
Is they're trying
the
to get a streaming deal done as well. And now there's questions about how that will affect DirecTV, who's with AT&T and so forth. So for me, it's all about getting in when you can, right? AT&T and DirecTV, TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Choice package. Fox Sports, Wisconsin included. Watch your favorite baseball or basketball team. Also get the NBA League Pass for the rest of this year for no additional charge and $200 in Visa cards. Good anywhere Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, feel your package deal could be better? Well, they can help you with that too. Would you rather call a 262 number and talk to the local guy, Al? That's the guy who's been working with me for several years. Love him to death. Customer service numero uno. Mm. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call them today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500.
Can I ask what Dusty Baker, how he just keeps getting these jobs across baseball?
He's a good manager.
He just keeps popping up and getting these jobs. And now they win. The Astros manager.
Listen, they win. Wherever he goes, they win. They may not win a World Series
every
time.
They win a title.
But they win.
Okay.
He doesn't go places and they win 40 games.
Sure.
I mean, that does not happen.
Okay.
So if you're the Astros at this point, you need somebody that's going to come in there and just keep it moving, right? You just don't want to take a huge, giant step backwards.
Just now, not screw something up.
Right, and don't allow them to cheat again. So really, that all works. You're asking him to do is go in there, make sure nobody's cheating, and please don't put us in a position to lose. Just do what you're supposed to do. I think it's similar to like Barry Switzer when he came into the Cowboys. Just go in there and win a ring, Dusty.
Don't mess it up.
We're going to just give you a ring. Just go in there
and
don't screw it up.
Personally, I love it because I love watching Dusty Baker manage a team and just go to town on that toothpick throughout the game. So I'm excited for it. I just always am fascinated to see the guy just continually get jobs. It's the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're broadcasting live out of the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. I am here. Dan Plucker is here. And he'll leap into the studios, the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist next on The Fan. Hey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.